Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is another day that we've never seen before. And we are excited, excited, excited. I know you hear doors slamming and keys rattling. So this is our new way of doing radio since we started on this new journey of having to be out of the house and on our way to work. What can I do? Listen, you know, we always tell people, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. And so when you're asking God, bless you, right? See, you get to ask him for the blessing, but you don't get to say how he's going to do it. But we do have our first guest is in the studio with us, and I'm going to just tell you a little bit about her. I won't be able to tell you everything that I would love to tell you about her because I'm trying to maneuver, but I'm going to have her tell you some exciting things. But let me just tell you something about this young lady that I happen to know and have met some years back. Believe it or not, over 10 years ago we met, and we have kept up with each other ever since. And I just want to say good morning to her. Good morning, our special guest, Irvina Moody. Good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Awesome, awesome. Just doing a little mic check there, making sure you can hear me. We are on in our virtual studio and on the road. So good morning, and thank you so much for that.
All right, good morning. I'm excited about today. Today is going to be a blessed day, and I'm excited about this opportunity.
Awesome, awesome. I'm excited to have you. I believe that this is the first, time you've been a guest on the radio with me in all these years we've been knowing each other. We haven't had an opportunity to get together like this, though.
No, but this is going to be exciting.
So let me just stand by, Irina. And
okay.
So we have a couple of co-hosts also on the show. They'll be probably dialing in shortly. We have Ms. Cassandra McKissack. She's our main co-host, and she and I co-host the show together. And then we also have another coach. Just so happened, we all are coaches. We have Coach Fred, Coach Fred Brooks. And so he's what we call our associate coach. He's not here every day, but he does pop in from time to time. And so we are excited to have you, and I think we have another guest also today. So we have a doubleheader today, so we want to get right into this interview with you. But Irina, she is among some things, but she's also a fashion model. That's right. She's a fashion model. She's an actress, and she's an entrepreneur. She is a leader. She's definitely a wonderful person to get to know. She's a trainer. She's a facilitator. She does presentations and workshops. She's also an excellent public speaker. She's worked on many national projects. She's been on national television. She's appeared on shows like Rachel Ray. She's modeled some clothes for, I remember she modeled one time for LL Cool J and got a
that
chance
cool.
to meet him. She's,
yeah.
She's met and been in the company of some awesome people in ministry, like Dr. Juanita Bynum, and she's gotten mm-hmm. opportunity to many others. So those are, I'm just naming several other people that she's been in touch with. She is college educated, and so she has a lot of wealth of information for college students and people who want to mm-hmm. go down that road. She also is a businesswoman. She has a couple of businesses, and she's going to tell you about that. And she is a great woman of great faith and a super-duper prayer warrior. She's also a research specialist. If you needed anything researched in any areas, political, internationally, career-wise, oh, my God, this is the go-to woman. Like I said, she's phenomenally smart. I know at one time she was attending Tuskegee. You know, that school is very well known for all of the scientists and great astrologers and the different people that come out of that school. And I met her, and I actually, it was my pleasure and my honor that she was one of my students in the college that I used to teach at. And that it was an honor to teach such a brilliant young lady like Ms. Irina Mooney. So I tell you, I was working hard to make sure I came to that class correct. Because I'm like, I got the smart girl in my class. I better make sure I know what I'm talking about. And so I thank God that he gives us these little tests along the way to let us know that he's got our back. But without further ado, I want to present to some and announce to others, introduce to others, this Irina Mooney, the fashion model and actress. God bless you, Irina, to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lalisa, for this opportunity. I just want to thank God, first of all and foremost, for these opportunities that I've had. I want to let everybody know out there that to believe the impossible. That's what God's been telling me this morning, to believe the impossible, because I basically took a risk, an opportunity. That's what entrepreneurs do. We take a risk, and we take these opportunities, you know. Basically, I believe that in this time, it's about speaking what you say. and meaning that our words have power. And because of the fact that we believe God like we do, the things that we believe God for, we must speak it and believe it. And the opportunities that I've had in my life, it's only because I took that one seed of faith that God gave me, and I manifested, I've confessed it. I'm going to be what God has called me to be. And the plans of God start unraveling. I had the opportunity to work for many top people, such as Oprah Winfrey. I did not think in a million years. I always loved Oprah and always watched her on television, but the opportunity to actually work for her, it was such an amazing opportunity. And my first start, though, was working with Tyra Banks. That was my first television opportunity. I actually worked on one of her television shows. I was a premier model, a hair model at that. I always wanted to, Tyra, I believe God. I said, God, I know that, you know, you are the manifestation of the impossible. I believe this, and I believe that I'm going to be that fashion model. Because back when I was younger, I always told my aunt, I said, I'm going to be a fashion model. And she's like, you know, I don't know how you're going to do it. She bought me the books. She bought me the magazines. I just started cutting pages out of different models. I put it on my, like a visionary. I had a collage of models and things, you know, as a vision for me to know that, okay, this is what you're going to do and this is what you're going to be. And as I began to look at that and see that, and I began to put my faith, I began to read the word, I began to know God. I even, you know, knew God had a great plan for me, but I just wanted to do what I felt that he had gave me. And because I was in the church, a lot of times, you know, fashion is looked at as a negative aspect, or, you know, acting as negative. But I said, God said, guess what? You are not just a fashion model, but you're a role model. And that began to unwind. And as I began to believe with God and believe the faith that, you know, that I had, I took that one seed of faith and I got on Tyra. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, if I knew that if I can get on Tyra, then this the doors will open up for me. And she gave me that one opportunity to speak on her television show about hair and hair care and everything. And that launched me into my own business, but at the same time, she actually took me from that episode and put me in good hair. So one of my roommates went to the movies. He's like, I saw you in good hair. And I'm like, wow. So Tyra had let me know she saw potential in me, and she was giving me an opportunity to project the talent that she saw in me. She believed in me, and it was up to me to take it where it was supposed to go. So what happened was propelled after that. I was then on Rachel Ray's show. I was modeling. I worked with the various Donald Trump Real Estate Expo. I worked part of the Boardwalk Empire, which is a movie that premiered this year. It's a high-rating premiere. I was actually featured on that. I worked with some of the musicians, such as Melba Moore recently. Last year, I was in a play with her. Just based on my experience with Tyra and Oprah and Donald Trump, as they, people see me building my resume, they're like, wow, if Oprah wants her, wow, we want her. So I was getting all these hits and opportunities, and I was like, wow, God. And God was like, you took that once and you believed me, and look what happened. Look at the manifestation of that. So I want to let the viewers know that young and the young women and young men to know that God can do anything. If you put your mind to it, God can do it. It's just like Nike said, just do it. If you believe that's what God has called you to be and to do, just do it. Don't worry about what people say. I've had people tell me, oh, you're too short, you're not the right color, you're not this, you're not that. But guess what? God, when God says something, it will be. It will exist. It will be what it's supposed to be. And that's what I believe. I didn't believe what people said. I believe what God said. And because I took God at what he said, this is what happened, you know. So we have faith, you know, that faith as a, you know, a grain of mustard seed. He said, if you have a faith as a grain of a mustard seed and you just believe him, then it'll happen. So I just wanted to thank God for that opportunity, and I want to give back. I want young people to know, and even older, because I'm not discriminating. I don't want people to know. I want people to know that it doesn't matter what age you are. If God called you to be a model, he calls you to be. And it may not be the runway model. It might be a promotional model. It might be a hand model. It might be a real-life model where they use women that are 40 and over for different ads. And I have all those experiences in terms of knowing the industry, the ins and outs of the industry, you know, working at Essex County College as a modeling 101 coach, teaching all the genres of acting and modeling, you know. So that's where I'm at. And in terms of, you know, learning about the industry, it's a tough industry because a lot of things happen in that industry that we, you know, we don't want to see, but at the same time, there, God has sent people, God-fearing people in that industry to change the industry, but to have our own television show. I was listening when Oprah said own, and that came to me so clearly because God was like, I want you to have your own, meaning that I want you to also, you can go into that industry, but I want you to come out of that industry saving other people. I not only sent you into that industry to be a model, I also sent you in the industry to be a role model to the people that are in that industry who may not know me. They may not ever go to a church. They may not ever, you know, walk into a ministry. But seeing your light, seeing something in you, that is your ministry. So I began to realize, okay, it was not just about modeling. It was about ministry. It was about touching the lives that were never, ever, touching the lives of people who would never, ever get into a church thing that happened for me.
Wow. That is amazing, Irvina, and, you know, it's such a blessing to hear you share that you have really found your passion because and your purpose because you said that, you know, God gave you that gift of modeling. You know, I've met you. I've been in your presence. I've, you know, watched some of your demonstrations of your acting abilities. You have great abilities, you know. And, you know, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're, you know, you're like what they call, you know, the triple threat. You know, you have the image, you have the theater, and you also, and you model. And so you have, you know, three major things going, actually four, because you're also an entrepreneur. You know, tell us about the businesses that you're in and where, how people can, you know, follow up with you or get in touch with
you. Okay. Well, what happened is from Good Hair, I said, you know, everybody's taking a part of the hair market. And basically because of the fact that it's a trillion-dollar industry, I felt like I needed to get into an industry that I actually loved. And I love hair. I love hair accessories and things like that. I love skincare and all kinds of products. I actually got into both actually from the movie Good Hair, I decided to open up my own online hair business, and that launched as of last year. I'm going to let the viewers know that I'm basically just starting in the business, but I'm looking to continue to grow that business, and I'm loving to have support. I'm going to give you the website of my my business, and that website is going to be IMOODY. So it's going to be iMoody. Dot C T H A I R dot com. So it's going to be iMoody dot B T P H A I R dot com. It's a basically an online hair business where I've done basically sell hair. I sell skincare products, not just skincare products, but I sell the array of natural beauty products. And I felt like, you know what, you know, a lot of the other, you know, groups are taking advantage of this opportunity. And whereas here we are, I wear this product a lot, why not open my own business and in it and see, you know, the opportunities grow. So I've done it, and I'm very excited about that. I also started my Mary Kay business. I always loved Mary Kay. Mary Kay has such a great, great values, you know, keeping God first. Family, and also it's an empowerment. And this month, we, as Mary Kay, I'm going to be giving baskets to women that are in a domestic or either a situation where it's, you know, a domestic situation where they had to go to a shelter. So but we're going to be delivering baskets. And always, we've got people to sponsor, and we're still looking for more sponsors for this event, not just event, for to sponsor baskets. And what we want to do is go to these women on Mother's Day and present these baskets to them to just show that we do care and that, you know, that they have not been forgotten. And in order to do that, we do need, you know, sponsors. So I've gotten people to, you know, sponsor either, you know, sending me money or just letting me know that they want to buy products for these women. And if anyone's interested in doing that, you can contact me via email. My email address is IRA, that's going to be the number 7410@gmail.com. And again, that's IRA7410@gmail.com. And I love Mary Kay because of the fact that it does things like that, and we want to continue to empower women. But also, you know, I do sell Mary Kay, so if anybody out there that loves Mary Kay, loves makeup, I do makeovers, I do parties, events, things like that. I also give back to the community, and this is my way of giving back to young women, teaching them etiquette, teaching them how to put on makeup, teaching, you know, just the beauty of, if you know, if you want to look, I mean, you don't need makeup. Everybody doesn't need makeup, but, you know, you might want perfume. You might want, you know, it's just to me to beautify, you know, the franks, the incense, you know, beautification. So that's why I do Mary Kay. And the last thing I'm doing, which I talked with Lalisa Williams about, was I'm going to be running for Miss America. And I'm so excited about that. I've gotten 4 emails about doing this Miss America pageant. So I am definitely looking for sponsors for that as well. I'm excited because I feel like I know that's God saying, you know what, there's another opportunity for you to be a role model, to be an example, to represent your city and to represent your state and do something that would propel, you know, the audience to know that, guess what, you know what, I'm going to do it, I'm going to make it, I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to go and I'm going to run for Miss America. So I'm excited about that and the journey for that. So I am definitely looking for sponsors. I'm definitely looking for a team that would help me to make those goals happen, you know, because I feel like, you know what, we all are entrepreneurs. We all got something going. We help each other out. It's like one hand washes the other. God has created us, you know, to be a team. So I'm looking forward, you know, to that opportunity as well.
Wow. Irvina, you know, you are definitely, definitely an inspiration for all. My goodness. And, you know, we have Coach Fred. I see he's in the studio. So, Fred, your line is open if you have a comment or a question for our special guest today, Ms. Irvina Moody. She's a model, an actress. She's an entrepreneur. Oh, my God. She is just a beautiful person. She's a research specialist. Let me tell you, she's worked in city government. She works on a campaign. She's a campaign strategist. She's a network marketing, social media expert. She is basically an engineer, astronaut, what else, business major. You know, I think she's one of those people that had like people major and they minor in one thing. Well, people might have a double major. Well, I think she has like a quadruple major. And
thank God. Thank God for that. Yes. I didn't talk about the experience of being at Tuske University. I'll go brief because I know that you have another guest. But God gave me opportunity to go to Tuske.
And we might have a question from Fred. Let me just acknowledge Fred,
okay,
and then we'll come right back and take your comment. Fred, did you have a question before she goes into telling us about?
Good morning. I'm honored to meet such an accomplished guest.
Thank you so much.
Model, actress, research specialist, network marketing expert, obviously beautiful. Role model. That's the first thing that I heard, that the role model part, and being that for the young ladies. A lot of people could be selfish based on all the things you've accomplished and what you've done and want to keep it to themselves, so to speak, but you're extending yourself out to the community and to young women and people who need it. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
I heard you say something, something popped in my head to ask you if you had actually approached Mary Kay to be your sponsor for Miss America.
That's a great thing. I have not, but I will definitely do that because that's a great idea. I just basically, it just came with me this year, just recently this month, I got approached by the company to run, and I'm like, wow. So definitely that will be the first sponsor that I will approach, and that's an awesome opportunity to do, you know. So I would definitely reach out to them as well. That will be the first one that I go through.
Yeah, what a platform for you and for them. It could be mutually beneficial, you know, with all the makeup. I'm sure they'd want to use their makeup and products. I don't know if you use their products in that way, but because most models have specialized makeup. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'll let you continue on because I know you don't have much time, but I'll let you continue on. Back to the host.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much for that great question.
And here's the thing, too, about Irvina that I know. When you suggested that, she will make it happen because, like I say, this young lady, I don't know when she sleeps. She knows how to do her research. She knows how to apply for things. She knows how to get those proposals out there. But any other suggestions, I definitely would definitely recommend people to suggest places where she could go and get that sponsor. But I'm like you, Fred. If I was Irvina, I wouldn't leave no stone unturned. You know, ask everybody. Ask people that you don't even think will say yes, because this is your season to get Miss America. But yes, go on with your experience at Tuskegee.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say briefly, because I know like we have another guest, I'm so excited to let even, I want to tell my youth out there. This is particularly for my youth because I was told at a young age that I would never go to college. I would never make it because of the fact that my mother never went to college, my grandmother never went to college, my great-grandmother never went. But one thing about God, when God says, you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So I did not look at my grandmother, my mother, or any of that. I looked at the Word of God, and it said to me that I shall go forth. And I applied to Tuskegee University. I applied to Howard University. And I applied to other colleges. I got accepted to Tuskegee University and Howard University. I chose Tuskegee. I was at George Washington Carver Elementary School. I was impacted with science. I love science. I'm an A student in math, and I always wanted to be this researcher, and I admired George Washington Carver, all his inventions. So I knew that one day I would even continue his development, but I didn't know I would go to Tuskegee and do that. I got to Tuskegee University. I saw his inventions, and I had a friend there who worked in research, and she was a church member. So she said, why don't you come in and work with us and volunteer your time? I worked in research working on Dr. George Washington Carver's continued research. I had no idea, and plant sweet potatoes. But then later on, I was asked to work for the NASA project. So I was working for the NASA project. We had Tuskegee University had a grant from space, from NASA space, to grow sweet potatoes and food in space life. So now you know God is so good because I'm like, wow, I have the opportunity to continue what George Washington Carver did. And now I'm working with top researchers from NASA. And I'm like, what? So it blew my mind. So I'm letting young people out there know, let nobody tell you you can't. I do not discredit thing that God has done for me. That is, to me, one of the greatest opportunities. And I exalt God for that. It wasn't me. It wasn't it was my love for science, but at the same time, God opened those doors. And I want to also tell the youth that, you know what, there's monies out there. There's scholarships out there. There's things. If you believe that, you know, you want to go to a college, you can't afford it, write the president. Write the president of that college and say how much you wanted to go to that college. That's what I did to get into Tuskegee, and I got so many opportunities. So I want to let young people know that, like Lisa said, leave no stone unturned. Knock on every door. Knock on, you know, whatever door you want to go through, just knock on that door, as long as it's a positive door, you know, because I believe God in this season, especially in this season, God is propelling us to do what He has put in our heart, and it's going to happen. It's not going to take just 10, it's not going to take 10 years no more. It's going to take, matter of fact, it's not going to take that long anymore. It's going to happen because he's propelling us to do it now. It's a now-ready time for God to do his thing. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I ask the youth to just stay focused and know that God can do it. And I think LaLisa, I thank everybody on this broadcast for giving me this opportunity.
We are honored and grateful to have you, Irvina. And definitely if you're on this show, if you have young people in your lives that want to do things or that you need to inspire to do things or to motivate to do things, and you have some type of seminar or workshop at your schools or what have you, please get in touch with Irvina. She's given out the contact information. If you need to go back and listen to this broadcast in the archive to get those numbers again, feel free to do so. But definitely you want to get in touch with Irvina because she is the real deal, Holyfield. Let me tell you, she's beautiful. She's sweet. She's never been in trouble. She's never, you know, gone against the law. You know, yeah, she may have had some knocks in life, you know, like she said, somebody told her when she was a child that she'd never go to college, and she's one of the smartest persons I know, working on NASA projects and just some of the other things that I know she's involved in. She says she's a Mary Kay rep, and she's definitely, I mean, you saw her picture on the flyers that we sent around. For those of you who've seen it, she's, you know, dropped in gorgeous. And definitely a model and Miss America, you know, talent in all of its rights and respects. And so we are just excited for you, actress. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that those that we've had on the broadcast in the past that are movie producers, I hope they hear this broadcast. I hope they contact you to be in their movies and in their films and in whatever else projects they are working on, that they would contact you and that more doors would open for you, Irvina. Since the day I met you over 10 years ago, about 12 years ago, somewhere around 2002, I met you, and you have stayed committed to your goals. That I know for sure. You've been talking the same talk from the day I met you, and you've achieved many of the things that you said you wanted to do. So I know that you will get that you will do this too. You will be Miss America. You will be in that pageant. That is your goal. You will do. You will do. You will get the funding. You'll get the support. You'll get everything you need because you are one dedicated person. When you said you wanted to be on television, I've seen the many days that you sacrificed and went to New York City to audition, to be in. You know, people say they want to do stuff, but they don't go and do what it takes to get there. I've seen you sacrifice what it takes to get there. And you didn't have to sell yourself to do it. You didn't have to compromise your belief system and your values to do it. You kept your head up. You kept yourself a lady. The way you dress like a lady. You dress with class. And so, you know, you need to be in all these schools. You know, you need to have a teaching in every, especially in Newark, New Jersey. You need, in Essex County, you need to be in every school. You need to be, they need to have the Irvina Moody Leadership Development Program.
Right.
Because you have model. You have the model that these young people need to follow. Because you're classy, you're sassy, you're beautiful, you know, and you're still sexy. And, you know, you haven't, you know what I'm saying, compromised all your good values, and you're smart, and you got the academics on top of it to back everything up. So I'm putting that out there. You know, you need to, that needs to be, that needs to go forward. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and bless your show. And I just thank you for all the this opportunity, and also to your viewers, and not just your viewers, your listeners, who's actually on the show. I just want to let them know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. And thank you again for this opportunity. And bless your show continuously.
And why don't you tell us one more time how people can get in touch with you, and then we'll let you go. We know you have class this morning and whatever.
Okay. Again, I'm going to give you my first my email address. I can be contacted at email IRA, that's the letter I as in India, R as in road, and the number 7410@gmail.com. And then I can be contacted there. As far as my hair website, if anybody, you know, interested in looking at my website and checking the hair business out, it's going to be I Moody. So I as in India, M as in mode, O as in O as in octopus, O again as in octopus, D as in donkey, Y as in yes, dot, there's a dot right there, D as in boy, T as in Tom, P is in phase, H is in hair, AIRA.com. I don't want to spell all those words out, but anyway, I want to thank you for, you know, this opportunity again, and it's been a pleasure, and I know that today is going to be a prosperous day for everyone. I'm believing that everybody on this that's listening today will receive whatever God has for them today. I'm believing that, and also, again, Lalisa, and to your staff, thank you for this opportunity to be on your show. It was such a pleasure.
Wonderful. All right, and I see Coach Cassandra, did you have any comments? Or I know we're supposed to have another guest on. I think I'm not sure if the person is on yet or in our studio, but Coach Cassandra, wasn't she delightful?
Yes, I really enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for joining us, Arvina. You are such an awesome woman of God, and I expect to hear great things from you. Thank you so much for joining us today. You have a blessed day. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if Pastor Bobby Buckner is on or not. He would have to say hello. Hello, Pastor Bobby. I don't know if he's on the line yet or not. Yep.
I don't see, but Pastor, if you are on, just hit your number one key. That's how we can recognize you from the other callers. But, wow, that, you know, I tell you, and Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred, you know, I just thank God for people like Arvina who have this dual life where, yes, she's doing things that God has placed in her path, but at the same time, she 100% is giving out to the youth. Her whole thing is to show other people what they can also do. And I would definitely love, and I love how she kept referring to the audience as viewers. And I think that goes right to what Coach Cassandra has always been telling me, that we got to do television. We got to do television. So I think Arvina will be on board.
Yeah.
And definitely vote for our television show because it just felt so comfortable the way she said, you know, and to the viewers. And that just goes to show she's used to doing television. And so I just thank God for how he nudges us along and brings us along in sometimes the slightest ways that we never think about. Cassandra or Coach Fred.
Yes, who was the second guest?
Well, our second guest is Pastor. I don't think he's on yet, so I just thank God for you being here and Coach Cassandra, and, you know, it's been an amazing week, and I just thought that, you know, yesterday we had the awesome, I think we had Shanita Jones yesterday, and Monday we had, what was it today? Oh, today is only, what is today? Oh, my goodness. Today is not Tuesday, is it? It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, yes, today. I'm, like, getting it all mixed up here. So, yes, it's just been a fantastic week already. Today is Wednesday, hump day, as some people say, but Coach Fred, I tell you, it's great things are happening for a lot of people, and we're glad that so many people are able to come on the show and share.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I was walking around in Philadelphia yesterday. I had an opportunity to go into the city. I'll call it the city.
Okay.
And I could see the despair on people. It's a good thing that the sun is coming out because it's bringing out, even in despair, I see happiness on faces. And that was a good thing. That was a good thing. But I was able to walk into the terminal, the bus, the train terminal, and see people singing gospel and others milling around and others spreading the word of God. And it was just a delightful outing, I'll call it. Because I've been told, don't go to Philadelphia. Don't go to Philadelphia. It's, you know, there's strange people. You know, there's things happening. You don't want to be there. But it opened my eyes to some things that I didn't think I would see. So I thank him for that. Most of all, he showed me how blessed I am. You know, after seeing where I could be. So everybody listen, think of where you could be, what you could be doing, what you couldn't be doing, what you don't have. You know, we think about what we don't have and what we want, but think about what you do have today. So, you know, even if your electric is turned off, you may still have gas and running water and food in your home. You know, you may still have a car if your electric or your phone is turned off. So be grateful for what you do have, because there are people who are living on mats and out of boxes and walking around without their right mind. You know, they're talking to the sky and waving their hands. And, you know, we just have to be thankful for having a sound mind and our body in a good shape. So I was able to see some of that yesterday, so I thank God for that.
Wow, that's a good point. Thank you for that, Fred, for sharing that. That is so true. So many people don't have the things that we have, and it's good to get out there and see. And I absolutely love Philadelphia. I go there quite a bit. We do different conferences down in that area. You know, one of my favorite spots is somewhere near Temple, a part of Temple University, and they have the absolute best Philly cheesesteaks, I believe, in the world. And the place, the line is so long, it wraps around outside down the street. And we were there one time last year. I'll be there again in July for a conference. I can't wait till the conference is over so I can go there and get a Philly cheesesteak. But this place is so delicious that people come from Boston by bus. They do bus trips to this particular restaurant. That's how famous it is and how tasty their cheesesteak. So, you know.
Wow.
I love pizza. Yeah, I got to get the plate for you. If you never had a Philly cheesesteak, you want to get one from this place. And if you do, you probably won't want to go to many other places. But then they have that indoor marketplace that's near one of those very big hotels there. I think it's the Marriott. They have there's a marketplace there. There's a place inside there that also has very, very delicious Philly cheesesteak as well. But I think this other little place tops that. So we love Philadelphia. It's a nice place to eat. And that's Cassandra, yes. I know you want to get in on this awesome discussion this morning. We had a fashion model, an actress.
You guys are making me hungry. You guys are making me very hungry.
Girl, you got it. I can't wait. And don't forget, Irvina, you're all going to get a chance to see her when you come to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo is just a few months away, August the 16th, at the Marriott Hotel, downtown Newark, New Jersey, where we have the Prudential Center, NJ Pack. If you've never
This is the new Newark. Newark, New Jersey is on the rise, on the move, on the go. And some people have heard probably negative things about Newark. I know I did before I moved to New Jersey 27 years ago. But Newark is changing and growing and developing. And let me tell you, we have Joe's Crab Shack downstairs on the bottom floor of the hotel. You want to make it to Newark, New Jersey, August the 16th. It's a Saturday. The weather will be nice. You can walk up and down Broad Street. There's all types of shops and stores, and phenomenal. Our Prudential Center seats about 20, 30,000 people. It's our arena for our hockey team, and the hotel is built just on the backside of it. And so it's a phenomenal opportunity for women leaders and entrepreneurs to be in this hotel, to be downtown Newark. So we are excited about that event. It's our third year, and the goal is for the event to grow so big that we'll eventually have to hold it at the Prudential Center. So that's the goal for this event, is to partner with other groups that are also doing something similar, and to where we have to hold it at the Prudential. And the fact is, we'll already be there. So we are excited. We're going to have all of Newark, New Jersey will know about this event over the next 30 to 40 days.
Wow. How exciting. That is so exciting. Now, yes, you're in Hillsboro, right? You're about a half an hour from New Jersey, or Newark, New Jersey, I guess.
No, I'm in what they call Hillside.
Hillside.
Hillsboro will probably be a lot further away. I don't even know where that is. But Hillside is just one just across the street near in Newark.
Oh, okay. I got you. Oh, that's
Newark
exciting.
Newark has 200,000 residents. Newark is close to 250,000 people.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, Newark is a city, but it's bigger than some states. Newark,
yeah.
New Jersey has Newark has 200,000 people. My town has 20,000. That gives you the difference in size.
Wow. My goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hardly wait for that conference in August. It's just, you know, it's just building momentum. It sounds more excited. And not only that, the folks only have until, what, June 1 to get the tickets at $30? The listeners, if you're listening. Yes.
Tickets. I had to purchase their tickets last week. We sold another table. A woman who does real estate, she bought her table last week. So I think we're almost out of vendor space. What we'll start doing now is selling ad space in our journal that's coming up, and you'll see the ad space flyers going around. We will have, bags that will be given out if people want to put their contact information in that. We're building a team of people that will be working with us that day, making sure everybody gets their bags and their. This is going to be so big this year. This will be our, really, even though this is our third year, but this is like, you know, you got to do those first 2 years just to make sure you know where you're going and what you're doing. Now, in the third year, we know what we're doing, and we know where we're headed. We are headed to the Prudential Center, and so this year we're taking all the stops. We're probably going to have a good year blimp riding around, you know, announcing new women leaders and entrepreneurs, summit and business expo. We have done the research. We know that women move a nation. Women,
come on now.
Put it like, when women move, nations move. Do you understand that? So,
that's powerful.
Yeah, we'll be inviting Michelle Obama. You know, we don't know whether she'll make it or not, but she's going to get an invitation, a formal invitation to the event. We'll go out to Miss Michelle Obama. and other Nancy Pelosi and other national figures will be invited to the event. We are pulling out. We will have the future. You know, Miss America will be there, Irvina Moody. We will be inviting some of the national women in the state of New Jersey from the media. All of these people will be invited. You'll see the flyers are going to change come next month, come June. That's why we're giving our awesome listeners an opportunity to get the tickets at this low price, because once we go to our national promotion, the tickets are going to go up. So if I was you, I wouldn't wait to get my ticket. Go on, get your ticket, because after that, there's going to be a sellout. It is going to be a sellout because the place where we're at only holds about 100 or so people. So this is going to be 100 or so people that will be an exclusive group that will get face-to-face time with powerful people like, you know, Stephanie Burrows, Cassandra McKissack, other speakers. We have Shay Brown and Trevor Ott coming in from Maryland. You know what they're about. You know the type of dynamic work that they do. We're hoping that you'll also get a chance to meet Mr. Fred Brooks. We have Mr. Alvin
David Knight.
The Christian Social Network. He definitely makes sure you get in touch with him. Make sure you sign up. Get your Christian Social Network page going. You want to be connected. You want to be a part of social media. We will have people from the education field. They will also be there signing people up. We're still working on to see which bank we're going to have that is helping to sponsor this event. Oh, my God, this is going to be amazing, off the chain. You're going to walk away with so much energy. You're going to be energized. You're going to be renewed, revived. You're going to leave with strategy after strategy after strategy on what to do to make your business successful. You're going to learn how to, power up and kick it, kick negative.
All right.
Woo-hoo. You're going to learn the correct spelling and pronunciation for our signature clothing, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You're going to learn so much at this event. You're going to learn how to stay positive in negative environments. You're going to learn how to find your dream job, how to get promoted. I'm going to be there teaching people absolutely how to release your power and to become who you really are, that stop being all of these negative things people have told you you were and couldn't be. I'm going to teach you how to go inside, how to dig up and to release the true essence of your purpose, your passion, and how to be profitable.
Wow. All I can say is, wow. How do you spell wow backwards? I think that's still wow. That is absolutely awesome. My gosh, I can hardly wait, Coach.
Oh, baby, listen, this is good. God. Woo, if I could rent a helicopter for that day and have us ride around in that, I don't know what all is going to happen on that day.
Wow. That is so empowering. It really is, and that's what the nation needs. It needs empowering conferences. And, yes, what you're doing, I mean, wow, that is so on the cutting edge of what is needed. You know, I mean, the president has a mandate for entrepreneurship. So this is just so in line with what our nation is looking for. So, wow, I'm so glad to be participating, and I'm telling you, I can hardly wait to help folks power up and kick it. You know, you got to do it. You got to take ownership of who you are and where you're headed in the world, you know, headed in the nation. You know, if it is to be, it is up to me.
I am creating, just like you are, creating your own world, you know, just like when you decide to be part of folks that do drugs. You, that's the world you're creating. You take ownership of your life, and you can make it into whatever you desire with the help of the Lord. It says if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he's going to let some beautiful things happen. But if you don't, my. But the choice is yours. You have the right to make choices. If the wrong people are calling you, introduce them to the click. I do it every time. Click, click. You know, you've got to decide who you want to be. You've got to decide which way you want to take your life, even if it means moving out of your area. If you're hanging out with the wrong people, you can't shake them. Maybe it's time to make a major move. You know, you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to make that paradigm shift, to change. Sometimes it means changing your physical surroundings to get into the right environment. I've done it. Coach did it. You know, you can make a big difference when you decide to make a decision to move forward in a positive way. And you can make it happen. And I tell people all the time, you know, you are the captain of your ship, you know. If you're doing, you know, all that you know that's good and right, you're going to have some good and right things happen. If you're not in that right crowd, we, you know, absolutely want you to make some changes. Make some changes. Go to church. If you don't go to church, start going. If you're not hanging out with the right people, change your people, you know. If you want to see some new things happen, you've got to make some new decisions. And, you know, the Bible says to decree a thing and it shall be established. So what are you decreeing over your day? You know, what are you saying? You know, am I going to have, are you going to have a better life, a life that's filled with purpose and potential? And if you want that to happen, you've got to make some new choices if that's what's needed. You know, you got to get a mentor, get a coach, you know. Get surrounded with people that can help you make some changes. If a teacher, a good teacher always helps. I used to teach, and before I taught, I God would bless me to be around teachers who would absolutely help me make the right decision and do the right thing. So you've got to do that. And I'm sure you agree. Is Coach Fred still with us? We absolutely have got to make some right decisions in our lives about the direction of our life.
This is reserved. Who is it reserved for? This administration of finance. This is reserved.
What are you saying?
I'm talking to myself right now. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm
not sure what.
I could have sworn that was a. I'm not sure if he's on or not, but he may still be here. But yeah. So anyway, it's just been a great, awesome, and wonderful day, and I'm excited about everything that's going on.
Yes. So am I. The possibilities are just endless. They really are. And every day some new possibilities unfold. And, oh, my God, all I can say is, God, thank you for thinking about me. God, thank you for using me. That's all I can say. Favor. Oh, my gosh, favor on top of favor on top of favor. And you know what, Coach Lalisa, I try not to tell a whole lot of people, but I'm going to share it with our audience. But you guys keep it to yourself. I found out that I am God's favorite. He absolutely loves me, my goodness. And he keeps showing up, and he keeps showing me how. But I'm going to let you in on another secret. If you love God, you're his favorite, too, and he's got a special plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Well, I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts to succeed, thoughts to bless you, thoughts to give you an expected end." So if you are serving God, oh, my goodness, you know what I'm talking about. And if you are not, hey, get on board. And if you acknowledge God, even where you are right now, if you would just acknowledge him in all your ways, he's going to direct you. He's going to show you the way. He's going to show you his plan. And I tell you, get with someone that you know loves the Lord today. You know, give someone a call. Maybe stop by a church if you know they're open. But God absolutely loves you. And he's got some wonderful things planned for you. And the way I know it is because he's been doing some wonderful things for me. And so he would like to have the same thing happen to you. But it is your decision. It's absolutely your decision. And I can see, Coach, we're running out of time. And I have absolutely enjoyed being in the studio again with our guests and, of course, always with you and Coach Fred. And we've had a wonderful day, but we've got to move it right on along. And those of you that are in the St. Louis area, you know there's an entrepreneur conference May 8th and 9th at the Union Station, which is the mall downtown St. Louis at the Union Station Marriott. It's attached to a mall that used to be a station, a railroad station at one time. And so we are partnering with the 1600 radio show, and so we're really excited. I'm going to be there with Jade Harrell, who is a producer, one of the producers on 1600. So definitely want to see you downtown. And in the evening, it's actually an evening entrepreneurial social gathering. So you come on, let's be part of that. And then Friday all day they're having workshops, so it sounds like it's going to be really exciting. So we want you to come on board. And Coach, that's a wrap for me. I can't think of anything else right now. I've just enjoyed having everyone on. And remember to power your possibilities, hashtag power your possibilities. We want to hear your comments, as well as our All About Entrepreneurs Facebook page. Go to that and make comments, and we'd love to hear from you. And, Coach, that's a wrap for me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that great information. And thank you to those of you who are tuned in. Thank you, Coach Fred, for being here with us today. Again, thank our guest, Irvina. We'll try to get our other guests back on. We know people have busy lives in the morning and things are happening all the time. So we don't, you know, get bothered by it. We just move on and keep doing the next thing. As Coach Cassandra would say, the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Yes.
Keep it moving, baby. Keep it moving. Yes. Keep it moving.
Oh, we move it, baby, because we're powered up and we are kicking it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, Coach Cassandra, that's it, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for those of you who are joining with us. Thank you for sharing your comments, your questions with us, or your thoughts with us. You can share them on Facebook. Don't forget, on Facebook, you can hashtag power your possibilities. You can hashtag AAE show, and you can put any comment or question or a thought that you had and you didn't get a chance to get to ask your question online on the open air. You can do it through the internet, through social media. And please, thank you for telling others about the show. We are growing. We're happy. And Coach Cassandra, tell everyone what kind of day. Because I think they forgot. I don't think people remember.
Yes,
from
yes, yes. We do not want you to forget to have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. All right. And I want to hear you say that at the conference. Woo, woo. Tell me.
I can't wait.
So,
can't wait to say it, girl. I'm say it loud and clear.
Real loud.
And we're going to have a contest. That we're going to present.
Oh, I love it.
Let me get
ain't no stopping us now. Woo! Hey, yeah. Ain't no stopping us now. Yeah.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do.